I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown with a look at your latest local news. Cayman's bid for an NAIC qualified jurisdiction status could require regulatory changes as government pursues a longer-term reinsurance strategy. The application begins with property and casualty reinsurance, but Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says government may be required to adjust policy, regulations, and legislation as the review develops.
If you're trying to pursue and either obtain the standard and or maintain it, as you say, even after you jump the hurdles and you have to do certain things, then the Cayman Islands is willing to make those adjustments in order to meet the standard and maintain the standard.
Mr. Ebanks says the ultimate objective depends on the government, regulator, and industry working together to meet the international expectations and sustain them.
The greatest challenge slash opportunity is for the government, the regulator, and the industry to work collaboratively to be able to meet the standard, have proposals, make necessary adjustments, and maintain those standards for the benefit of our people.
The Premier says the NAIC assessment is expected to take roughly 16 to 18 months. He says qualified jurisdiction status is part of government's longer-term effort to grow Cayman's reinsurance sector. Changes could be soon on the way for who can become a notary public in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
The Notaries Public Amendment Bill, gazetted on Tuesday, makes a number of changes to the Act. It increases the required number of years of professional experience for a notary public, creates a distinction between a notary public who's an attorney and one who is not, and increases penalty fees for a lapsed appointment from $250 to $700. It also introduces new eligibility criteria, including limiting notary publics to folks who are Caymanians and not older than the age of 80. Removing permanent residency as an eligibility criterion. The bill, if passed by MPs, will also provide that notaries public, quote, uphold confidentiality and sets up mandatory training for anyone who is not an attorney. In its reasoning, the bill says notaries public in the Cayman Islands generally fall into two categories, one that primarily handles the witnessing of signatures and certification of documents, and the other, more complex domestic and international matters that require, quote, extensive knowledge of private international law. The bill goes on to say this disparity has, quote, occasionally resulted in errors in the performance of those duties. It goes on to say the relatively high per capita number of notaries public in the Cayman Islands, coupled with the, quote, rapid annual appointment of new notaries public compared to neighboring jurisdictions, has, quote, raised concerns. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full bill online at gov.ky/publications. To the courts, the Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has rejected an application by prosecutors to retry Eric Brian William Soto for manslaughter in connection with a fatal shooting during a 2022 attempted robbery that claimed the life of Harry Elliott. Soto's manslaughter conviction had been previously quashed after the court found the jury received improper directions during the original trial. Soto's separate conviction for joint possession of an unlicensed firearm remains unchanged. In refusing a retrial, the Court of Appeal ruled there was no evidence showing Soto knew the firearm used during the robbery was loaded, a key element required to prove manslaughter. Court of Appeal judges concluded that without evidence of that knowledge, the prosecution would be unable to secure a conviction at a new trial and as such refused the application. In other court news, a grand court jury is expected to begin deliberations tomorrow in the trial of Shamar Courtney Bethune, who denies charges arising from the alleged robbery of Ala Kebab Food Hut on Lawrence Boulevard back in April. The prosecution's case centers on identification evidence. Crown Counsel Ben Brown told jurors that the case is straightforward and that CCTV footage clearly shows the person responsible for the robbery. According to the Crown, the surveillance footage captures enough of the suspect's face to allow jurors to identify Mr. Bethune. Prosecutors also relied on the testimony from two police detectives who told the court they recognized the defendant after reviewing the footage. One detective testified that in addition to facial features, she noticed what she described as a distinctive knocked-kneed gait. She said the characteristic seen in the culprit's right knee could be seen both in the robbery footage and in video recorded of Mr. Bethune before his arrest. Defense attorney Krista Brady urged jurors to approach the identification evidence with caution and said that a knock knee does not mean case closed. In his closing address, Brady argued that having a distinctive walk does not automatically prove a person's identity. He told the jury that many people can share similar physical characteristics, including height, build, skin tone, and walking style or gait. The defense maintained that mistakes in identification can occur and argued that the Crown had not eliminated the possibility that someone else committed the robbery. Mr. Brady reminded the jurors that they must be sure of the defendant's guilt before returning a conviction, telling them that nothing less than sure will do. Crown Counsel Ben Brown told jurors to use their common sense and carefully compare the CCTV footage with the evidence provided by police witnesses. He argued that the jury has all the evidence necessary to identify Mr. Bethune as the robber. Trial Judge Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, who heads the Grand Court's Criminal Division, is expected to continue summing up the case before the jury of four women and three men are set to retire to consider their verdict. 8 Caymanian law students have gained a closer look at the work of the courts. The students are completing Marant's summer student internship program. During a visit to the law courts, they toured the facilities and observed jury selection for a criminal trial. Justice Richards Williams said visits such as this allow students to see the courts at work and to engage directly with members of the judiciary as they consider careers in the legal profession. The group also met the head of the summary court, Chief Magistrate Her Honor Angeline Hernandez, Acting Justice of the Grand Court, the Honorable Dale Palmer, and Justice the Honorable Emma Peters. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Environment officials assure landowners that a bid for Little Cayman to become an official World Heritage Site will not affect their private property rights. The Department of Environment was set to submit its preliminary application to the UK Department for Culture this week after receiving local feedback.
Now, some stakeholder concerns that we've heard from the community. People are concerned about over-tourism, and people are concerned about potential additional regulatory or financial burden. But the UNESCO application process is completely free, and they do not impose any additional regulations on the state party or the host country that is applying for a UNESCO bid. They merely judge what we put out there and say, yes or no, they want to put the UNESCO stamp on this.
Little Cayman World Heritage Program Policy and Coordination Officer Katie Ebanks tells the National Conservation Council members during their recent meeting, if the bid is successful, UNESCO has, quote, no effect on ownership rights, and all local laws will still apply.
Thank you for pointing that out. For people that own land in Little Cayman, and won't restrict people's ability to do what they like with their land, and in fact will increase property values for them.
I encourage all of you to, if you talk about this with folks in conversation, please do reiterate that, because I think that people have a misunderstanding of this now means it's another level of who's telling me what to do with my property. And that's right. It's that's just not true. As a landowner in Little Cayman, it's just not true.
She says what is true are the many benefits that come with earning a UNESCO World Heritage Site designation.
It's pretty much a guarantee that because of that prestige and recognition, you'll get increased tourism and economic opportunities. There is more access to funding, technical support, and expertise. It's been studied across several peer-reviewed publications that places that have UNESCO designation, it actually increases the neighboring market value of businesses, private property owners, things of that nature. And of course, they also have experts that are very well educated in conservation and sustainable management.
You can watch Ms. Ebanks' full UNESCO World Heritage Site designation on the DOE YouTube channel. It's a rough night for a sea turtle just trying to lay her eggs.
During our nighttime sea turtle tagging surveys, our team came across a green turtle with severe damage to the top of her shell. Due to the pattern of the injuries and in consultation with veterinarians who specialize in sea turtle boat strike injuries, we were able to confirm that she was hit by a boat.
Department of Environment's turtle expert, Dr. Janice Blumenthal, tells Radio Cayman the team stayed to monitor the turtle during the two-hour nesting process. process.
And they were able to see that she was still able to dig strongly, crawl back down the beach into the water, dive, and swim away from shore. This is an encouraging sign for her recovery.
During the nesting season, adult turtles spend time in Cayman's coastal waters as they return to our beaches to lay their eggs. And Dr. Blumenthal says this injury is an important reminder to everyone out on the water.
We're asking members of the public to be very aware when they operate boats during the summer sea turtle nesting season, because turtles can very easily be struck when they come to the surface to breathe, and this can cause devastating injuries or kill a turtle.
If you'd like to see where some of Cayman's tagged sea turtles go, follow their journeys at doe.ky/turtle tracker or on IG at sea turtle tracker KY. Finally, this evening, 95 Caymanian students have joined the HSA's summer internship program. The Health Services Authority says a record 332 students applied for this year's intake. The selected high school and college students are completing 4 to 6 week placements in clinical, allied health, business, and administrative roles. Samantha Bennett, Chief Human Resource Officer, said the organization is contributing to the development of future generations of business and medical leaders in the islands. Participants also received certificates after orientation sessions in fire safety, hand hygiene, customer service, and CPR. The program runs through the end of September. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. For a full replay of this newscast, visit our website at radiocayman.gov.ky or find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.